Hi, everybody. Today, after a quick message, we are happy to share one of our favorite stories and relaxations with you. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Be Calm on Awe Island. Our meditation and story will begin in just a moment. First, we have a message to our caring adults. We'd like to mention that our podcast, website, and YouTube channel are only possible through the support of wonderful people like you. Please help us out.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready for some deep dragon breaths? Before we begin, have you found a quiet spot? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Let's start relaxing with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in. Feel the air coming in your nose to fill your tummy with fresh air, and then breathe out, pretending fire is coming out of your mouth. Ready? Breathe in and out. Again, softly breathe in and out. One last dragon breath in and out. Now it's time to relax your entire body, starting with your feet. Wiggle all your toes. And then squeeze your toes together, pretending you are picking up a banana. Hold that banana tight with your toes and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle all your toes. One more time, pretend you are holding a banana with your toes and let it go. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. And wiggle your toes. Feel your feet and toes getting warmer as you relax the muscles. Remember to breathe slowly like a dragon, in and out. Next, lift your leg up just a little and let it float down. Lift your other leg just a little and let it float down. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Again, lift one leg up and let it float back down. Lift your other leg and let it float down. take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel the muscles in your legs getting warmer and more relaxed. Keep breathing slowly, like a dragon, in and out. Now pretend you're holding a star inside each of your hands. Squeeze your hands into a tight ball. Are the stars tickling your hands? Take a deep dragon breath in and out. And let the stars go. How do your hands feel? Are they warm? Or do they tingle? Enjoy the feeling as you imagine the stars twinkling back up to the sky. Reach your arms around your chest and give yourself a big hug. Now release and let your arms float down. Take a deep dragon breath. In and out. Again, give yourself a big hug. Squeeze and let your arms float down. Take another deep dragon breath in and out. Feel warm energy flow into your chest and arms as you breathe in and out. Now you're going to make the grumpiest face possible. Squeeze your eyebrows down towards your nose. Wrinkle your nose and mouth up towards your eyebrows. Keep making the grumpy face and let it go. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. One more time. Make a grumpy face. Let your face and neck soften and breathe in and out. Finally, you are going to squeeze all the muscles in your whole body at the same time. When I say go, squeeze your toes, lift your legs, close your hands, hug yourself, and close your eyes and mouth tight. Ready? Go! Squeeze your whole body tight and let go. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Again, squeeze your whole body tight. And then relax. Take another slow, deep breath in through your nose and out your mouth. One more time. Squeeze your whole body tight and then let go. Take a deep dragon breath in through your nose and out your mouth. How does your body feel? Does it feel relaxed, heavy, and warm? Good. Now you are ready for our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is
Silly Bunny.
It was a quiet day in the little house. Betty Bunny settled into a warm sunbeam and relaxed, kicking out her back legs. The sun lit up her fluffy tan and white fur. She had already been quite busy hopping around the living room and eating her carrot greens. Looking out across the room, she noticed something different. There appeared to be another bunny sitting in a sunbeam. Not realizing the new bunny was a statue, Betty sat right up. The dark brown bunny statue seemed to be relaxed as well. Her feet were kicked out behind her, and her front paws daintily crossed. The bunny statue's ears, however, were standing up and alert. Betty Bunny decided to hop over and introduce herself to the new bunny. So hop, 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 Betty crossed the floor. The other bunny was very still and quiet. Betty thought, maybe the bunny is sleeping. She didn't want to wake the other bunny, so Betty settled down next to her and waited. The other bunny looked so elegant, Betty decided to mimic her. So the little tan and white bunny kicked out her back legs and crossed her front paws, holding her own ears up and alert. Betty felt regal in this pose. Her person walked down the hall and said, "My Betty! Don't you look like a little princess sitting next to Bella Bunny?" Oh, so that was the new bunny's name. Betty looked at the new bunny again to see if she was awake. Bella sat very still. Betty wondered if Bella felt a bit nervous in her new home, and this was why she was so still. Betty Bunny began to think about what had helped her feel more comfortable when she first came home. Betty decided that Bella might be hungry. Chewing some delicious hay always made Betty Bunny feel better. So the little tan and white bunny hopped up onto one of her boxes and gently picked up a mouthful of hay. It smelled delicious, just like apples and cinnamon. Bella was sure to like it. Betty hopped down off the box and then over to Bella. Dropping the hay right in front of her, Betty Bunny watched to see what Bella thought of the hay. She waited, and Bella stayed completely still. The delicious aroma of the hay kept drifting over to Betty, making the little bunny feel hungry. Betty thought, "Bella won't mind if I take a little bite." So she nibbled a tiny bit of the delicious hay, then a little more, and then a little more until, all the hay was gone. Betty looked over at Bella, then down at her feet. She felt very sorry for eating all of the hay. Then she noticed that Bella was still smiling. "Next time, I'll make sure you have some hay too," Betty said, grateful that Bella was still friendly with her. "I'm going to hop around for a bit. Do you want to come too?" Betty asked the new bunny. Bella just smiled.
So Betty said, "Okay, I'll be back in a bit." As Betty Bunny hopped around, she realized that Bella pretty much always stayed in the same spot. She never saw Bella move. Betty began to wonder if Bella could move and decided that the dark brown bunny either moved so fast that Betty never saw her or she couldn't move at all. Betty Bunny loved the thought of the graceful bunny zipping around the room. She also realized that if Bella couldn't move, it was up to Betty Bunny to help out. So the little tan and white bunny hopped quickly over to her new friend and gently began to nudge Bella over to the water bottle. Now Bella had water too. When her person came in to bring Betty fresh hay, she stood up tall on her back legs, asking for it right next to Bella, so that Bella could also reach the hay. "I'll share food and toys with you, and you can share smiles and company with me," Betty said to her new friend, snuggling up next to her. Curled up next to Bella, the bunny statue, Betty awed. It had been an exciting morning. She had made a new friend. As the fluffy tan and white bunny relaxed, she wished everyone well and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Betty was grateful to have a happy home. She was happy to have hay and water she could share. Most of all, the little bunny was thankful to have a new friend. Betty closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. The little bunny took another dragon breath, calming her body. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Betty Bunny fell asleep, dreaming of sharing and playing with her new friend.
Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.